Now turn to part four. Part four consists of two tasks. You will hear five short extracts in which university students are talking about a work placement that they did. Look at task one. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H how each speaker found their work placement. Now look at task two. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what each speaker found most useful during the work placement. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part four. Speaker 1.
It wasn't easy getting a work placement. I spent ages surfing the net, researching law firms, filling in application forms, asking other law students for advice on places to try. Some firms seemed interested and then went quiet. Then it struck me a former neighbour was a solicitor in a small practice, which wasn't ideal really, but still. After some persuasion, I was offered an informal week's tryout, which was extended. It was hard getting up at 6:15 every day and working till 5:30. What made it, though, was being allowed to take over some tasks like drafting simple contracts. If I got stuck, the other staff kindly showed me what to do.
Speaker 2.
I did a work placement in a finance company. I'd heard that the best part is learning to complete work to deadlines, though I'd got that sorted handing in uni assignments. What I did every day involved using ideas I'd heard in lectures and seeing them work. That was mind-blowing and more valuable than all the stuff I had to look up for clients in the resource centre. I was very lucky, as I came across someone at a friend's wedding who got me an interview at the company. It was a relief, as I thought I'd have to ask my uncle, who's in banking, and I'd rather make my own way.
Speaker 3.
I started looking for a work placement early on. I sent letters to companies I was interested in and got some positive responses. I chose one and thought it was all in hand till everything fell through. I was moaning about it to someone on my marketing course who put me onto a car manufacturer, not my field, so I had reservations, though needlessly, as it turned out. They put me in the sales department initially. My line manager had regular sessions with me to give me pointers on how well I'd been doing, and that will definitely stand me in good stead. Chatting to people during breaks was quite informative too.
Speaker 4.
I worked in an advertising agency. It was great, though the market analysis I did was tedious. I attended meetings where senior staff presented ideas for publicising a product. Discussing those with people from the company concerned made the whole thing, really, as it showed me what avenue to follow. It would have been good to have run a project on my own, though. I got the placement in an unexpected way. I thought everything happened online, though my searches proved fruitless. I came across the agency in an advert in a marketing publication which I replied to. The university department's so-called directory of work placements left a lot to be desired.
Speaker 5.
I'm studying to be an accountant like my cousin, and he'd promised me a placement at his firm. He's a great guy, though up to his eyes with work, and it obviously slipped his mind. A lecturer showed me our department's database on the university server, and that did the trick. I really enjoyed the placement. The staff had very different working methods, which was an eye-opener. It was demanding getting everything I'd been given done in time, though that's certainly what my work will involve. Sitting at a desk for 8 hours without even getting to see any of the people whose accounts I was doing was debatable, though.
Now you will hear part four again. Speaker one.
It wasn't easy getting a work placement. I spent ages surfing the net, researching law firms, filling in application forms, asking other law students for advice on places to try. Some firms seemed interested and then went quiet. Then it struck me a former neighbour was a solicitor in a small practice, which wasn't ideal really, but still. After some persuasion, I was offered an informal week's tryout, which was extended. It was hard getting up at 6:15 every day and working till 5:30. What made it, though, was being allowed to take over some tasks like drafting simple contracts. If I got stuck, the other staff kindly showed me what to do.
Speaker 2.
I did a work placement in a finance company. I'd heard that the best part is learning to complete work to deadlines, though I'd got that sorted handing in uni assignments. What I did every day involved using ideas I'd heard in lectures and seeing them work. That was mind-blowing and more valuable than all the stuff I had to look up for clients in the resource centre. I was very lucky, as I came across someone at a friend's wedding who got me an interview at the company. It was a relief, as I thought I'd have to ask my uncle, who's in banking, and I'd rather make my own way.
Speaker 3.
I started looking for a work placement early on. I sent letters to companies I was interested in and got some positive responses. I chose one and thought it was all in hand till everything fell through. I was moaning about it to someone on my marketing course who put me onto a car manufacturer, not my field, so I had reservations, though needlessly, as it turned out. They put me in the sales department initially. My line manager had regular sessions with me to give me pointers on how well I'd been doing, and that will definitely stand me in good stead. Chatting to people during breaks was quite informative too.
Speaker 4.
I worked in an advertising agency. It was great, though the market analysis I did was tedious. I attended meetings where senior staff presented ideas for publicising a product. Discussing those with people from the company concerned made the whole thing, really, as it showed me what avenue to follow. It would have been good to have run a project on my own, though. I got the placement in an unexpected way. I thought everything happened online, though my searches proved fruitless. I came across the agency in an advert in a marketing publication which I replied to. The university department's so-called directory of work placements left a lot to be desired.
Speaker 5.
I'm studying to be an accountant like my cousin, and he'd promised me a placement at his firm. He's a great guy, though up to his eyes with work, and it obviously slipped his mind. A lecturer showed me our department's database on the university server, and that did the trick. I really enjoyed the placement. The staff had very different working methods, which was an eye-opener. It was demanding getting everything I'd been given done in time, though that's certainly what my work will involve. Sitting at a desk for 8 hours without even getting to see any of the people whose accounts I was doing was debatable, though.
That is the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes. For you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I shall remind you when there is 1 minute left, so that you are sure to finish in time. That is the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.